if I beat you.
Call to order the July 8th, 2019 meeting of the Common Council of the City of Washington. Would ask for a moment of silence, please, for our veterans. Would also ask that you keep in mind former Building Commissioner Secretary Judy Taylor. Her husband passed away last week, Don, and keep her in your prayers. Thank you. We have a pledge of allegiance, please.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can we have roll call, please, Beth?
Councilman Singleton?
Here.
Councilman F. Brown?
Here.
Councilman Pyfoder is absent. Councilman Jensen?
Here.
Councilwoman Decker is absent. Councilman Jamers?
Here.
And Councilman Dahl?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. First item are the minutes from the June 24th meeting. Any corrections or questions on those?
I move we approve them.
Okay. Second. Motion by Councilman Dahl, second by Councilman Chambers. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion carried.
And Mayor, I will.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. And presentation of the claims. They were in your packet. Any questions on those? Not, I would entertain a motion to refer those to the Board of Public Works.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Councilman Chambers, second by Councilman Brown. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Any comments from the public or anyone on anything of interest for the good of the order? Okay. Seeing none. Move on to ordinances. We have an introduction of Ordinance 15-2019. Could I have a motion to read that, please?
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Dahl and a second by Councilman Brown. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Tim?
Ordinance number 15-2019, an ordinance to rezone certain real estate on the southwest corner of West Main and Southwest 5th Street. Whereas Greg Hauser and Tony Blessinger own land situated on the southwest corner of West Main Street and Southwest 5th Street, and whereas MVAH Partners, VP Pete Schweigerer, have petitioned the City Plan Commission to rezone approximately 4.25 acres of land at this location from Industrial 1 to Commercial 2, and whereas the Washington City Plan Commission has recommended the rezoning of the land in question from I-1 to C-2, and whereas the legal description of the land in question is identified in the attached Exhibit 1. And whereas the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana finds that the parcels in question would be more appropriately used as commercial property, be it ordained by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana as follows. Section 1, that the approximately 4.25 acres identified in the attached Exhibit 1 shall be rezoned as commercial 2. Section 2, that the Washington Code of Ordinances is hereby amended in conformity with the terms of this ordinance. Section 3, this ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after its passage by the Common Council of the City of Washington and the approval of the Mayor of the City of Washington, passed by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Davies County, Indiana, this blank day of blank 2019.
Any questions on that? I think you all know where we're talking about and the purpose for. Any questions, any comments from the Plan Commission?
No, I don't. Passed without any dispute or disagreement whatsoever, Mayor.
Okay.
Well, I think everybody's in favor of, you know, hopefully they'll get their application and we'll see some improvement down in that area.
Yeah. Well, that ordinance will be up for adoption then at our next meeting. The other thing on the agenda, under other business, we've discussed this in length in various venues and previously in the meeting, I believe one of our previous meetings. We've been requested to consider waiving certain upfront fees for either of these projects, and what I've put on paper in front of you, if you look at attachment A, basically, And this is, I can't take credit for all this. I had some help with, from some of you and from other people, especially utility office. Basically, what we're talking about, this would be limited to units that are rented to people, to tenants, equal to or less than 80% of the average median income. They'd be rents, the rents would be rent controlled under a state or federal program. The property taxes, as we talked on the other two projects that had come forth over the last 2 months here, the property taxes are based on net operating income rather than market-based assessment. And the suggestion was it would be for properties that are 25 housing units or more. And then it listed are the fees that we would waive upfront building, the permit fees, the tap-on fees, the meter deposits, and so forth that the owner or developer would pay. A special note is the last paragraph, that the utilities, in order to, in return for us waiving these, that the utilities would be in joint title with the tenant and the owner. We have some tenants, some landlords that do that, and most of them do not, but we do have some. But what it gets for the city is that we have if the tenant moves out, skips town, whatever, it's a joint account. So the owner or the developer of the apartments would be responsible for the bills. Currently under state law, the landlord is only responsible for sewer. And we eat the rest, or we have to go to the expense and time to chase them and run them down or take them to small claims court. This would give us a little more teeth because we go back to the owner, which may, I don't know whether the two developers that were here would even agree to that, but I think that's a fair trade-off. Comments or questions, or what do you think?
I think it's a good way to try and get incentive to get some of that federal funds into the city to solve a housing problem. It's something we can do, and it, like you said, it buys us the capability of protecting our buildings because we have somebody who can pay for it. And so if we get something out of it, so I think it's a good idea.
Should though we create an ordinance that shows the 25 houses or more that we would do this to for, I know it may not come up, but next year if it comes up, just already have it set. And that gives a reason, so when a landlord comes in and says, you gave it to them, why can't I get it? We have this ordinance that says 25 or more. Does that sound? Plus, also it gives you that on the bottom there, why are we making them do the utilities, you know, bonding,
right,
and not just a normal landlord?
Right.
So,
well, the first page that I laid in front of you is a resolution to enact that. It's not an ordinance, but it is a resolution, and it would carry the same weight as an ordinance.
Yeah, it is.
It would carry the same weight.
It attaches this.
Yeah. This is an attachment to this page. Okay. So. I understand.
Carries the same way, but it would not necessarily appear in the ordinance book. So, you know, that's a... You know, I mean, it can. We could have it inserted in the...
well, I'm just, you know as well as I do that we're going to get backlash.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. It'd just be nice to be able to know this is the reason. You know, 25 units, whatever you said it as.
Yeah, well, it'd be a minimum of 25 units, and it is for properties that are low to moderate income and are, the rents are controlled by the, because that was the,
that's the trade.
Correct. That's the, and I understand, but you know, that way at least we, you know, when they come to me, it's that's,
right,
this is,
see,
our,
here's the rule.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tim, Joe, you mentioned that it's apparently now landlords or cities can only do this for sewer. Are we going to get a nasty letter from the Indiana Association of Rental Properties about this?
Well,
I mean, will it be legal?
Yeah, there are other cities that do it.
Okay.
There
aren't a lot. The landlord consents to be joint.
Well, I've been able to tell there aren't a lot, but yes.
Okay.
mayor has other building developments around the city, like any of them that's based on income. Do they have difficulty? The utility company have difficulty getting their utilities paid?
Well, I don't know if it's any more specific for, you're talking about like Jamestown,
right,
or any of those.
Jamestown or
Westwood or yeah. Shepherd Hills.
Yeah.
I would guess that it probably is because they're probably a little more transient. So you have people moving in and out all the time. Unfortunately, Stacy Convier and I, her husband, had to go to the emergency room. We asked her, but I would guess that that's true. Charlie, you want?
I'll intersect something. Most of them have meters that serve the whole property, not individuals. I don't know about the electric department, but so basically they have one bill that will take care of all of them. And the housing authority uses the bill for the water.
Right.
I do know that.
So the individual tenants aren't?
Not for water, not typically. Electric, they are, typically. And that's what both of these developers wanted. They would take care of the water, but they wanted individual electric meters for the tenants to pay the electric. And what we're saying here is, basically, we'll waive the connection fees for those, but it has to be in your name, just like the water would be.
Yeah.
Is that?
The housing authority is under one electric meter also.
Housing authority is? I don't think Jamestown is, though.
Jamestown.
Westwood is not.
Now, the housing authority, they keep a meter. So they can monitor if they start using too much, then they start internally getting on to the reading of too much electricity.
So they get the readings or what?
They do their own, yeah.
Oh, they do their own readings? Okay.
Then, yeah, but we just have one meter for like 6th Street.
Okay.
To Greenwood.
So like I said, it's kind of a mixed bag. We have some landlords that... The reason landlords... Some do like it is because the tenant moves out, we don't shut the power off, it stays on, they can go in and, you know, clean whatever they want to do and show the apartment for the next, and it just continues seamlessly, but, so.
I'll make a motion resolution 10-2019 be adopted.
Okay, we have a motion from Councilman Chambers to adopt resolution 10.
Do you want me to read?
Yeah, let's probably read. We'll have to read it
I'll
first.
Read it.
Okay. Will you amend your motion to read it first?
Yes, so amended.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Dahl. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Tim?
Resolution number 10-2019 of the Common Council, City of Washington, Indiana. Upfront fee waiver for certain multi-unit rental developments. Whereas the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana believes there is a need for additional housing in the city. And whereas the Common Council feels there is a common benefit to its residents that there exists an adequate stock of housing available for both ownership and rental. And whereas the Common Council has been requested to consider efforts to address this shortage and assist in making housing available. And whereas the City of Washington owns Washington Power and Light, Washington Municipal Water Utility, and Washington Wastewater Utility, and has established the Washington Building Commissioner Department and the Common Council has the statutory authority to establish the various charges and fees charged by these utilities and departments. And whereas the waiving of certain fees that are a cost to developers of multi-unit rental apartment complexes could serve to assist in the construction of such housing facilities in the city. Now, therefore, the Common Council of the City of Washington hereby adopts the schedule of upfront fee waivers attached hereto as Attachment A to be effective immediately upon passage of this resolution, and authorizes the mayor of the City of Washington to make this program available to all developers of projects that meet the qualifications outlined therein. Passed and adopted by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Daviess County, Indiana, this blank day of blank 2019.
Okay, further questions?
Can I renew my motion to adopt Resolution 10-2019?
Thank you, Councilman Chambers. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Councilman Campton. Any further discussion? All in favor of adopting Resolution 10-2019, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say aye. Or say nay. Motion carries. Thank you. We'll proceed on that. A few things here. just general knowledge. I already mentioned Mr. Don Taylor passing away. We send our sympathy to Judy. She was a longtime employee of the city and worked for the building commissioner's office. I'm not sure how many years, but 15 years? Okay. Also, I mentioned last week that we had a Standard & Poor's conversation. We received an A-plus on that, on the RDC, on the TIF bonds, so that is very good. I'm very pleased with that. It's kind of interesting, they send you a 6 or 8 page why they gave you an A-plus. A lot of good points. They like the fact that, you know, it's backed by ad valorem taxes. They liked the TIF projected balances and revenues. They liked our financial strength of the city. They liked our balances in our accounts and that they've grown over several years. Really, the only negative they had to say was the low per capita income in the county and per capita market values. I think we all knew that, but they really liked the low unemployment. They liked the growth in the city and the county. And they like the fact that our debt service is only 1.1% of our total expenditures in the city, which I hadn't calculated that, but that is, I'd put that up against my household, most other people's households. Anyways, those bonds will sell the 18th, and I think they're going out for bid tomorrow, I think, from the consultants, so. Food Truck Tuesday starts tomorrow evening at Eastside Park at 6 o'clock, so come out for dinner and music, and we got eight trucks? Good. So come on out to Eastside Park. Want to thank Kip's, took some flex time here after last week, but I do want to publicly thank the Parks Department and all the other departments that helped in any way put on the 4th of July Festival. I thought it was very good. I thought the fireworks were the best that I've ever seen in the city. Those guys did a great job again. And then finally, as we talked before the meeting, our council budget workshop is not going to be next Monday. It'll be the 29th. Beth is going to be getting numbers on revenue projections from the state that day on the next Monday. So give her a little more time to put those together for you all. So we'll be doing that on the 29th at 5 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Make your life a little bit less hectic. David, do you have anything else for the...
I have nothing else.
Is there Blake?
No, sir.
Alan?
I'm good.
Tim, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
Doug?
No, I do not.
Mike?
What time will the food trucks be there?
Six to nine.
Is that an ongoing thing?
It'll be every Tuesday till the end of August.
The end of August, okay.
And they'll be different. This one is Hawaiian. If you want to wear your Hawaiian shirt, feel free. There'll also be some pineapple to put on some barbecue.
Ah!
No, we're going to, they're doing generators for all the food trucks, and we're going to put them over by the canal for this year to see how it goes, and then maybe next year charge and actually maybe do something like that. Kid doesn't have it in his budget right now, so we decided to kind of do it this way. That's the way they do it over in Vincennes, so none of them complained.
So, Blake, if you catch a lot of fish in this week, you could open up a stand and grill us some, what do you have, fish for, trout or bass? Or,
there you go. I think it'd be pretty slim pickings the way I fish.
Anything else for the good of the order? Could I have a motion to adjourn the meeting then?
So
motion by Councilman Chambers, second by Councilman Dahl. All in favor say aye.
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 Meeting adjourned. Board of Public Works in about 5 minutes. Carpet. Thank you.
You know, my thought of
We're going to get asked for it. In fact, I got a call from Lisa Lee,
really?
Or an email. She wants to kind of guide us connected with Glick.